Thank you for tuning in this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church, Mobs, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Mike Brown, visiting pastor here at St. Jerome, on January 2nd, 2022, the Epiphany of the Lord. Now here is Father Mike.
Today I'd like to suggest that we think of the word epiphany in a somewhat different way. But first, let me go back a bit. We all know the hymn, We Three Kings of Orient Are. Are we singing that? Yeah, we're going to sing that. And thanks to that hymn and to the statuary that adorns many of our creche sets in churches and homes, we think we have a pretty good idea who the three wise men were. Somewhere along the line, we've even given them names, Gaspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. Never mind that the Bible never calls them kings, nor even says that there were three of them. St. Matthew mentions only that they brought three gifts. Nonetheless, we've got this vivid picture in our heads of three potentates coming from the east, from Persia or Babylon most likely, wise men who follow a heavenly sign and come to worship a Jewish child, whom they recognize as the Shah of Shahs, the King of Kings. For us, it provides this fulfilling balance. Christ is born as the Savior of all humanity, and thus he is worshipped by poor local Jewish shepherds tending their flocks by night, and soon thereafter adored by wealthy Gentile magi coming from afar. What a noble testimony the Gospels seem to be giving us as to who this Jesus is. The tricky thing about the Bible is that it's rarely as simple as it seems. Think first about those shepherds. Who in his right mind would put any faith in them? They were shepherds, for crying out loud. Dirty, uncouth, probably thieving shepherds. Yeah, shepherds have their good sides too. They could be counted on to look after the sheep, perhaps even put their own lives at risk for the sake of their flocks. Still, they were hardly pillars of the community. They tended to stink, just like their sheep. Who would believe anything they said? So much for the Jewish testimony. But at least we've got the Magi, right? Except that Magi appear elsewhere in the Hebrew and Christian scriptures, but they're not given very flattering descriptions in any of those other passages. In the book of Daniel, they were the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and Chaldean astrologers who surrounded King Nebuchadnezzar and told him what he wanted to hear, misled him, and deceived him. In the Acts of the Apostles, two magi appear, Simon of Samaria, who tries to buy the power of the Holy Spirit, and Elymas Bar-Jesus, who tries to twist the preaching of the gospel to his own ends. In every instance, magi are synonymous with charlatans. There is absolutely nothing savory about any of these characters. So if you're looking to the Epiphany for clear-cut, irreproachable evidence, proof, that Mary's child is indeed the long-awaited Messiah, the Gospels seem to be telling us you're not going to find it. It will take faith. It will take listening to Jesus, hearing what he has to say, seeing what he does, measuring him by the beating of your own heart. Despite what many modern-day charlatans would have you believe, believing in Jesus or trusting in the gospel is not easy, or at least it's not handed to you as an incontrovertible fact that you don't have to examine, ponder, and test. On the other hand, what you'll need is faith. And this is the truly ironic part. Faith just like that of those shepherds and those magi from the east. The shepherds didn't find the Christ child in a palace, robed in silk, attended by the rich and the powerful. His poverty, his simplicity, and those of his mother Mary and her husband Joseph, these were no impediments to their faith. And the Magi, well, they not only had to overcome a long and arduous journey, much of it across a trackless desert, in order to worship the King of Kings, they also had to overcome every imaginable prejudice and preconception. Not only was the child they found poor and powerless, he was also, if you can imagine this, he was Jewish. He belonged to that strange and stiff-necked people whom most of the world has always found so hard to understand, so unacceptable, and compared with the sophistication of Persia, so uncouth. The child they found by following the star cannot possibly have been anything like what they expected. And yet they trusted, did him homage, and presented him with their priceless gifts and their even more priceless faith. There is no book that can prove that Jesus was or is the Messiah, the Christ. Some people say that, yes, there is. The Bible proves it. Actually, it's the Bible that says there isn't. It's the Bible that points out that the testimony to Christ came first from lying, cheating shepherds who smelled like sheep, and then from charlatans wearing exotic robes and smelling way too foo-foo. And 30-plus years later, it came from a handful of fishermen and misfits. No, to have faith in Christ requires that we do something, that we listen to his word, that we lay aside our securities and take a risk, that we follow where he leads, that we know God as Abba, Father, as he did, that we love as he loved. As I said, today is called the Epiphany, from that Greek word that is often translated as manifestation. But more modern terms that give a sense of the original Greek word might be an aha moment, or perhaps, with thanks to Thomas Edison, the image we have of a light bulb finally going off in a heretofore darkened room. In other words, sometimes we have to admit that there is really no rationalistic proof that the child born at Bethlehem is the long-awaited Savior and Messiah. Rather, God bestows on us the gift of grace, the gift of faith, when we suddenly and inexplicably put all our knowledge and all our experiences together, and we, like the gospel writers, have an epiphany, an aha moment, when the lights go on and we see that what we have not seen before, and we say, now I get it.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.